Respect. It's more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success and humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of our foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses. To find out more, go to goarmy.com/bonus or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Dear, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruko, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now!
Turn it, you nit!
Be careful, Veruca. Whatever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
He's absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point. Oh, wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss, Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know, get out of the kitchen, and we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators, people that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition, which is defined as 2 or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Hello, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. I have no idea where Drizz and Red Hood are.
Now I got everything all set to go here, and yeah.
Johnny, we have no idea where Red Hood and Drizz are. I know that there's been some shit stirring with the FCC, and people are going a bit mad.
They're going crazy.
Yeah.
Are they now?
Yeah. Yes.
Getting some feedback over here tonight.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. What's the quiet?
Redhead, are you there?
We're here. We're in the middle of a riot, but I mean, it's not going well. It's not.
Yeah, there's not like a quiet riot. So come on and feel the noise.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It sounds like I'm in a phone booth.
Well, you just. Throughout the 80s reference, just like that.
So, yeah.
Anyways.
So, Red Hood, how's things going out there heading to the FCC? Red Hood, are you there? Grays, are you there?
See, we have some technical difficulties tonight.
Or, yeah, they both seem to be from A. And yet, no one seems to be here, and yet, the FCC is trying to be, is trying to attempt the King Jonathan. With the whole bullshit over trying to make the internet not free.
Imagine this. Paying $4.99 a month for Facebook.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Right then and there. Why would anyone want to pay for a website? Let alone Facebook and other sites that are meant to help others be more informed. So,
it's like we pay enough for the internet as it is.
Yeah. And then pushing it to be a tier 2 when in fact it shouldn't be is only going to prevent information from being distributed.
They're going to tell you what you want to hear.
Cause more
what
riots.
They want you to hear.
Yeah, and it's just so weird that Red Hood and Driz are MIA. And the fact that they're wanting to make it class 2, which means they steal from the poor, give it to the rich, when in fact, they must not realize the whole laissez-faire, let it be, let it alone, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Yet they find themselves to be going up that never-ending battle to get something that is so damn high that will piss millions and millions of people off, which will then lead to a larger mob. Yet again, let's try to see if we can get in touch with Red Hood.
I think we got him back.
No, I don't think so. I guess Red Hood is doing something to get into the FCC building. Not so far from the truth. Let alone makes it a hell of a wait turnaround time. When we can't seem to get word from Red Hood, just bits and pieces from him, from wherever he is, are coming in delayed. So I guess we're never going to. I guess we're never going to know what's going to happen to him. Especially if... And then there's Apple. And Apple, Facebook.
Oh, Apple. Oh,
and
Apple.
Net neutrality may be a good mix. Or may not be a good mix because if Comcast could get into the game, we're trying to be the King John, then that means there will be hell to pay. So,
maybe like the heist of the century right there.
Oh, God, yeah. But then we can't forget that people will definitely, there will be many protests and a lot of shit going on, too. More shit will continue if the internet becomes where you have to pay for a website or pay more for your internet. Or
yeah, before,
your internet getting slowed down to the point of snail speed.
Yeah, whoops.
And yeah,
sorry about that.
Apple, and the funny thing where it's now net neutrality, and then we then find out Apple is now wanting to make their devices more user friendly, which makes hell of a lot of sense when they should have been doing this right along.
It's like they're always changing something. She's not for the better.
I think we may have got redheaded.
Hello?
Androids.
Hello? It's going well. It's not supposed to be this clear. I really can't call.
Okay. Driz, are you there? Driz,
finally, I got a good connection. It's so noisy in here. It's a crazy thing. Listen, I can't stay on the phone for that long because the connection is really bad. And plus, I think a gunshot just went off or something that sounded like a gunshot. I better run and save my life. I'm out of here.
Yeah. And we better, Johnny, I think we should try to call to see you. What's going on with Redhead and Driz?
Yeah, let's see what's going on here.
Guess no one's there.
I guess nobody's home.
And yet, it's great that Apple is now trying to help people with different abilities, but yet they're just getting on that bandwagon a little too late.
Like just now?
Hold on, Johnny. I'm going to try Redhead now. Great things for persons with different abilities, but yet there's a problem when their devices should have been more user friendly from the get go.
Exactly.
User friendly mean they should have been more accessible right from the start. And yeah, there seems to be some lack of accessibility on their devices, but yet Microsoft could get involved, major corporations. Apple thinks that they could do so much, but in fact, they're doing so little. How does this work?
It's we'll sell you a $900 phone.
No, a $1,000 one. At that point, it's $1,000, and with all their bells and whistles, they don't have the they can't produce something that's going to help persons with different abilities, but they want people to spend a shitload of money because they're wanting to just have they're just wanting to be the more accessible brand now. How is that possible?
Who are you trying to be? Android?
I have no idea. Still, it doesn't exactly... It still leads me to believe that there's going to be some kind... There's going to be some sort of uproar in battle over this. Try Red Hood again. Let's try see if Red Hood
he's still
comes
there.
In. Or I guess they're still MIA. This is terrible, especially with this monumentous thing that is going on with Android or with Apple. That's a bit much, especially when they're supposed to be doing
so much more.
This is strange that they're not here. This is...
It is weird.
And the fact that they wouldn't be a part of this topic that deals with persons with disabilities really makes me worry about where they are, because it's strange that they wouldn't be a part of this after this broadcast when... I have no idea where they would be. It's crazy that they're not here.
It is crazy. I wonder where they are.
I wonder if something's happened, or if they lost their burn phone. Who knows? Because I wonder if they're in some sort of if they're still within that riot or shit going on with the FCC, or if they land, or if they are flying across the world to get to. To end up getting into some unknown, undisclosed location. I wonder if I could try Red Hood again and see if he actually gets through.
If he's there.
Red Hood! Red Hood! Are you there?
Yes! Yes! What? What?
No, I mean, I'm here.
Why would we have you still on? Since you're at this undisclosed location. What do you feel about that? Do you have any doubts about Apple actually pulling through?
They never pull through. What the hell? No, they never pull through. I mean...
But I guess they're now trying to help persons with different abilities have more accessible... Which is great. It just should have been...
It's great for them. It's great for them. For me, I don't know where I'm going to be. I mean, it's great for them. I mean, I've just found...
Redhead? We lost you there. Redhead.
Yeah?
Oh, wow, you're still there.
Yeah, I've just found what I need to find, and it looks so pretty. It looks so pretty. And along with violin strings, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, that diplomat is not going to be happy, but I am. I'm going to be so happy. Oh, shit. They're coming.
Wait, let's...
We lost.
Guys, are you there?
Yep.
Are you...
Yep. Guys, I'm here.
Okay. So now, because this Apple is now stepping up, what could this mean? Because they hardly ever step up.
Yeah, Apple's just a rising company. It continues to rise despite all of its challenges that it's been. Oh, wait a minute. I think they're on to me. I gotta get going now.
Okay.
Found his Apple phone.
Yeah. So this has been so crazy. It's like, what else is going on? I guess Red Hood and Driza have got themselves in some sort of pickle.
They definitely do.
But yet, there seems to be so much going on. Why don't we try to... Try to see what's going on, because this is strange.
This is just weird.
Yeah. Seems like... Like, they're just weak. They must be doing something.
They must be up to no good, I think.
They must be doing something.
What else is new?
I wonder if they're on some unsanctioned mission, because that would explain their intermittent dropping, or they got caught doing something, or... I wonder if our spot where we're broadcasting from knows what we're doing, what they're doing. Or I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Is at this point, they're either probably in an undisclosed area. Let me try to see if I could get Red Hood back.
Let's see where.
Redhead, are you there? How bad is it?
I'm being interrogated. How bad is it? They're coming.
That...
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Yeah, that is the last time we send him on Spirit Airlines.
Red Hood, let's try to see if you get a signal back. Red Hood?
Is he there?
Are you there?
No.
How could you
He's
say
there.
No if you're on your own? You kind of are there. You could say
He's
no.
It's like hiding in the closet saying, like, I'm not here.
At this point, there's a level where, why don't we try Driz again?
Yeah.
Let's try Driz. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Ship's probably in the van.
He cut his course.
Probably someone's got caught doing something.
It's like, oh, poo.
I guess we'll just have to find out about their misadventure when we hear from them next, because they seem to be kind of going. He seems to be doing something
bad.
That's probably unsanctioned, unwarranted. Probably doing something that is probably going to get them in trouble.
Probably.
Most likely. Wouldn't be surprised. Let me see about. If we could hear from Red Hood again, and Driz, do like some calling.
Uh oh.
Guys, you're there. You're there.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, man.
What have you guys gotten yourselves into? You've been MIA.
It's a madhouse. I gotta tell you, where we are right now, it's a madhouse. So many things going on. It's like the world's gone crazy. Meanwhile, I'm just trying to save my life and run away from the chaos as much as I can. I don't know if I can run anymore. But, oh, no. I think I hear the sirens. There's more sirens. Oh, gosh. It's time to take over again. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Red Hood. Red Hood, are you there? Earth to Red Hood. Earth to Red Hood.
I think I'm in the same position as... I think I'm in the same...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He's now working calls that someone has done something with a blue diamond?
Oh, what?
And we don't mean the almonds? Let's try to see if we could hear at least something from Red Hood.
Okay, I didn't do it. I swear, I didn't do it. I didn't steal anything. I just protested about the FCC, and this is what I get? I didn't steal anything. What are you talking about? No, I didn't steal jack shit.
We got word that someone caused a...
Someone who? I didn't... It doesn't begin with red or H. It doesn't. I mean, blue diamond almonds are fucking food. I wouldn't steal. Wait a second. Maybe I would.
No.
I'm hungry. I'm very hungry.
But
as a matter of fact,
could this potential blue diamond be put into a food container? Couldn't it be
smuggled? Yes. Very possible. Yes. Yes, it could. And maybe I sunk the Pink Panther on it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. Blue Panther. That's going to be the name of the new movie. Blue Panther.
I wonder if we could finally get a hold of Grizz.
I don't think you can. He's in quarantine.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
And not only that, they're going to call me in a few minutes.
They're
going to let me know my fate. I don't think this was a good idea.
Yeah, so...
I mean, blue diamonds. There's also blue bunny. Isn't that
It's actual diamond. Did you just cause a national incident?
But blue bunny's ice cream.
If it was eating ice cream in a corner, maybe. But... I mean, I blew up the SF... Oh, shit, no!
Why did you just decide to take something from somewhere with violins? Or...
I do that on the regular. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it was some sort of jewel. Remember, you made mention of some sort of heist or whatever?
I did.
We were wondering why your calls have been so fucked up.
Fucked up? No. Fucked up isn't the meaning of it. Fucked up is the opposite of true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you just sit there saying, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, They're giving me 15 seconds.
Okay.
It's not okay.
What words would you like us to say?
I'm sorry?
Yes! Maybe!
How can we be sorry when we didn't do the damn thing?
You didn't do it. You caused it. You sent me out on the assignment. You
we
knew I had a pass.
This assignment, we didn't know what it was.
Of course
so
you
how
didn't
could
know
we
what
know?
Was.
No, we honestly didn't know. This was completely
bullshit.
Not
you didn't know. Of course you didn't know. Nobody really knew, did they?
No, we didn't. So, lo and behold, you're probably not going to get out of there unless someone comes to your aid.
And who might that be? Because I have 13 seconds to actually end this. Oh, wait! They're fucking calling me. I need to go. Bye.
Well, then.
And I guess we'll never know what's going on with them. Let alone figuring out how the hell we're going to get them out of this major catastrophe. Johnny, do you have any ideas or who we could call? I wish we knew a James Bond type to rescue them. Too bad Green Hood isn't on, because I'm sure he would have got them out of this shit. Whatever shit they got themselves into.
We need a 007 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a Jamie Bond.
True. Or Johnny Bond.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm sure that they're probably going to be fed force-fed, like, Zuck juice or something, or whatever the hell it is. Wherever they are. Who knows? That's for another day, I'm assuming.
The finest can of sardines. No, no. Just a cheap can of sardines.
Yeah, really. Or just the point that they have no idea where they are or what punishments they'll be faced with, because we have no clue where they're at. And we only know that Greenhood is the only one who could probably get them out of this mess. So this will be something to tell Greenhood. Greenhood will probably have to get them out of this mess and and prevent a larger catastrophe between two different parties and groups.
Like who?
So this could only mean one thing. Greenhood will have to get on this.
Yeah, we need to get Greenhood on the case.
Yeah.
Oh, where is Greenhood?
I have no idea. And we can only imagine what they're doing. Not unless they might have one or few, they might have their last words for us until Greenhood saves them.
It's like that might have been their last words. We don't know.
Let's try them one more time. Guess they're not answering.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Ooh, they got disconnected.
Yeah.
This ain't good.
Maybe we could hear, maybe we'll hear from them. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe I'm going to hear from.
I guess. We have the ability now, Johnny, to bring up the fact that there are now a man has been kicked out of Cinemark due to his using an assistive device. This is crazy, and preventing someone from enjoying a movie. And this is a rather large movie chain. Movie chain. But yet, they wouldn't ever know that word gets around, and definitely doesn't paint their employees having any sort, having the knowledge to make an enjoyable movie watching experience, but
for
yet
everyone.
A horrible one, and preventing them from it's just crazy to hear someone being told that they have to leave the movie theater. Last time I checked, if someone's paying money to do something, it's like you should give them the chance to enjoy it. Because
he wasn't making any noise.
Right. So you're now going to prevent someone who paid money to see Avengers. To tell them that they have to leave, all because they are in an assistive device.
Wow.
And because he might be new to having a wheelchair. If there's no, and if the person has other it's so crazy, and it's like so preventing someone from doing anything, from having as little of enjoyment is the right way to be. It's more like you're willing to go far to prevent them from actually enjoying something. Maybe that specific movie theater franchise should actually get some education because on how to handle persons with different abilities. Because you're going to meet people of all kinds, and for someone to tell someone you need to leave,
take that. Have up some tolerance.
And I hope that chain learns that someone should be more willing to say, "Okay, let's see what we could do. Let's make things possible." And if even have some classes for your employees, because until you learn this, there will be no progress made.
Yep.
And those who are working there needs to they need to learn or be taught how to treat paying customers when they're paying quite a bit of money, to see a movie, and yet they could get mistrained, told to leave. And they could come out and say someone else purchased those seats, so ejecting them from a theater is the right thing to do.
It's not right.
And who really, why don't you work with those who might be wanting to go and watch movies, not telling them that there's a problem. You could tell them that there's a problem. Don't eject them from a theater. And also, there should be more accessibility than less. And just kicking him out of a movie theater all because he wasn't in the right spot. But if someone is sitting in his seat, what more is he supposed to do? what more is he supposed to do? So so it's okay to put people who use different devices in it's so bad. It's unfortunate. No one should have to go through this. And there has to be more training, especially with handling different situations that involve persons with differences, because sooner more people learn and are understanding, the better it will be.
Yeah.
And you can't deny that.
So I don't care if you... Actually, those seats should have been reserved from the start. Or
Have
like a sign for it.
Mm-hmm. And if there's not enough areas for persons with different abilities to sit, then there should be more areas added. You should think of new ways to handle situations of this matter. There's no way around it. And you can't treat people like this, because then they'll make sure to take their services other places. And that's a fact. Because this should be covered under the ADA. That's for sure.
I mean, it should definitely be under that jurisdiction.
So, for someone to just make it difficult for someone to see a movie, then how else is anyone supposed to do anything?
So if you keep getting pushed around all the time.
Mm-hmm. There's no way around this either. You can't do this. It's not right. And the fact that someone will or would doesn't make them much better either. It shows their lack of compassion.
Lack of empathy?
Yeah. It really makes things difficult and shows how much there's still room to go with making changes. So I think at this point, I think we're pretty much done for tonight. Tune in Monday for an all new episode, same time, same place.
Why don't you go look for Red Hood and Driz, see if they're all right?
Yeah. On that note, we're bye.
Bye.
Respect. It's more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success and humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of our foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses. To find out more, go to goarmy.com/bonus or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army. Respect. It's more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success and humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of our foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses. To find out more, go to goarmy.com/bonus or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army.